Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, kind of a short follow-up story on something we talked about, I believe, on last week's program. Last week's Saturday program. We do a weekday show as well, but for those of you radio listeners that only hear us Saturdays, perhaps you were here last week, you heard us talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. It's not what you think it is. Yeah, I know, when you say the pledge, you put your hand over your heart and all that, you feel good about America and freedom and liberty, but as it turns out, as we rediscovered last week, it was written by a socialist, and the purpose of the pledge is to inculcate young people and all Americans with obedience to the state, and to kind of worship the state up on a pedestal as though it were a godlike entity. And that is the purpose of the pledge. That's the guy who wrote it. He's a socialist. That's all true. So I'm thinking maybe some eighth graders were listening to our show on Saturday night, Mark, because this past week, three small-town eighth graders, according to StarTribune.com, were suspended in Minnesota by their principal for not standing Thursday morning for the Pledge of Allegiance, violating a district policy that the principal now says may soon be reworded to protect free speech rights.
So the principal suspended them and then said that they're going to reword the policy because it's violates free speech?
That's what it sounds like so far. Kim Dahl, the mother of one of the students, says, "My son wasn't being defiant against America." She says, apparently he attends the junior high school in northwestern Minnesota. Brandt told the Forum newspaper in Fargo that Thursday's one-day in-school suspension was kind of dumb because I didn't do anything wrong. It should be the people's choice. Kim Dahl said the punishment didn't fit the
crime. In-school suspension baffles me anyway.
Sit in a room?
Yeah, they're in school. You're suspending them from school? What are you... hold on. What? Suspension should be very, very serious stuff. And the idea that you cause students to miss class... I mean, why are we sending them there? I suppose after school makes sense to me. Weekend school makes some sense to me. Suspension, total suspension makes sense to me if you're talking about a violent child. But I don't see any reason for in-school suspension. It just, what? It's this sort of, it's just punishment. That's all it is.
Well,
it's this weird punishment thing.
Well, the idea is to take the kids away from their classmates and to isolate them in a very small room by themselves. That's what in-school suspension is.
The reason I'm sending my kid to school is for education. If you want to punish him, perhaps after school might make some sense, or weekend school might make some sense, but causing him to miss the classes your punishment?
You, as someone who's been to prison before, should understand what's going on here. I mean, this is essentially maximum security. It's, you know, they're not going to take the prisoner out of the school to punish him. They have the prisoner for a certain number of hours each day. I mean, by the way, many schools are designed, at least where we came from, the schools were designed by the same guy that designed the prison. So frequently they actually have some kind of frightening similarities to them. So essentially these kids are being held by their captors for 8 or 9 hours a day. And so there's no need to pay a guard extra to come in after school hours to look at some... To keep the kids extra time, so you just punish them during the time that they're in the prison by isolating them from their cohorts.
Yeah, it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense to me. I'm sorry. I mean,
I'm not trying to make it make sense. I'm just trying to explain it maybe in terms that would be more relevant to your situation.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't think we should be treating students like prisoners.
Well, in this case, again, the crime was that they didn't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. His mother said, one of the children's mothers said, the punishment didn't fit the crime. She says if they wanted to know why he didn't stand, they should have made him write a paper. She said her son...
That makes some sense.
She says her son has been declining to stand all school year and offered no reason for sitting.
It's May.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
School has been going on for, like, we're almost done.
A long time. She said her son's been declining to stand all school year, offered no reason for sitting, and was not obligated to explain his actions. The school's handbook says all students are required to stand but are not required to recite the pledge. The same is true for all schools, all of the four schools in the district. According to the district's community education director, who backs the punishment, by the way, he says these three students didn't, and they got caught. Being a veteran in the and a United States of America citizen, absolutely. He's saying he supports it.
You know, it seems odd to me that this patriotism thing's a lot like religion. Mm. You can't say anything bad. You can't do anything that might be construed as anti-American. It's a terrible thing to be anti-American. And isn't it a free country? I suppose people should be free to be anti-American if they choose.
Yeah, I would
right?
think so.
I don't think not saying the pledge is anti-American. I think America is about freedom and liberty and was founded on the concepts like that. And I think that people that are people that understand that and exercise their freedom and liberty are being good Americans.
In this case, the head of the Minnesota ACLU said the school's action against the students are unconstitutional, and his office informed the district of that today in a strongly worded letter. School can't do that. It's illegal, said Chuck Samuelson from the ACLU. Samuelson said that numerous U.S. Supreme Court rulings dating to the 1940s say in well-settled constitutional law that students who refuse to participate in the pledge cannot be punished for refusing to participate. He said he's surprised any public school district would have such a pledge requirement, given that the state law allows for students and teachers to decide not to participate. Most states have the same opt-out provision. Now, it says here that they can, according to the school's policy, they cannot say the pledge, but they have to stand for it. And isn't that kind of part of the same deal, like standing is showing some sort of reverence for the whole process that's going on?
I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. First off, it's a problem with public schools. There's no way that you should be required to send that you should be required to pay for a school that when you believe what you believe that people shouldn't have to stand for the pledge. You shouldn't be required to pay for a school that has rules otherwise. So the problem is clearly public schools. However, I think that, just out of courtesy, someone should stand, just stand for everybody else in the room. Everybody else has this reverence for the flag. And
so
the
you'd
country.
Stand up if they were doing, like, the communist salute or something like that?
That's what they're doing.
I understand that, Mark. But you know what I mean? If it was not so obviously American, if it was something different, if, let's say, the Red Chinese came in and took over and forced everyone to...
It's not entrenched in the same way. That's never going to happen to me. So, but if I was in Russia, I suppose I should pick a real communist country. Mm-hmm. If I was in Cuba and everybody stood for the Cuban national anthem, because the Cubans don't have a pledge of allegiance to a flag. We're the only country that has one of those.
Yeah.
If the Cubans were standing for their national anthem, I wouldn't just sit there and cross my legs and say, Castro's Raul's a jerk. I'm not standing up. I mean, I'm not gonna do that because I think it's irreverent. I think it's it's just not nice. It's rude.
Hmm. Well, I 100% support these young men. I don't care if it was rude or not. You know, I don't really think they cared how the other people would perceive them. For whatever reason, they decided they did not want to stand up for that Pledge of Allegiance, and they should not be forced to. You don't agree that they should be forced to, right? You may think it's rude, but do you think they should be forced to?
At this point, what you're asking me to do is you're asking me to look at a school system that I believe is illegitimate. I don't think that the school system should be able to threaten to take someone's house away if they don't pay for this system, whether they believe in the flag or not, or whether they believe in sex education or not, or whether they believe in creationism or evolution or whatever it is that they have a problem with the school system. They shouldn't be forced to pay for the public school system. So you're asking me that. I don't think that someone should have to pay. That's what I think.
Well, I agree with you there, and certainly government schools are a major problem, and we should transition government schools over to the marketplace and get rid of the coercion. But still, the question stands, considering we do have government schools today, and considering young people are forced, parents are coerced into paying for and sending their kids to those schools, is it right to force those children to stand up for the pledge when they don't want to? I say no way.
I would encourage my son to stand and show up.
How do you feel about this? This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-908-3949. Again, that's 1-800-908-3949. 1-800-908-3949.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL's TAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, grab them all right there on the front page of the website. In fact, just, I think, yesterday we posted the torrent for the entire month of April. You can just grab all of April's archives in one fell swoop for free right there at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. The story is out of the Star Tribune in Minnesota. StarTribune.com. Three eighth graders were suspended last week for not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, violating a district policy that says that you cannot say the pledge and get away with that, but you have to stand for it. So these young men were suspended from school. Mom says that was a little bit too much. And let's see here. There's a poll on the Star Tribune's website. Let's see what people said to this. The question was, did school officials react properly to the students who did not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Let's see. No, they should not be required to stand. One, solidly, with 52% of the vote.
No, that's not solidly.
Well, there were three other choices. No, they should have been given a warning first, took 9.1%. Yes, a one-day in-school suspension is about right, took 22.5%. And yes, but the punishment should have been more severe, 16.1%. So 16% of respondents said that they thought the kids should have gotten punished even more severely, perhaps suspend them permanently for not standing for the pledge. That should give you an indicator of exactly how nationalistic some people can really be. It's a pledge of allegiance written by a socialist. How many of those 16% do you think know that?
I don't think anybody, very few people in the sound of my voice, something like single digits, low single digits, know.
1% or something?
Like that. 2, 3, something yeah. like that, know that it was written by Francis Bellamy. And they and fewer of them, nah, I imagine if you know that it was written by Francis Bellamy, you probably know that he was a member of the National Socialist Party. And that's the same party in Germany that was called the Nazis. They probably then know that the original salute to the flag was a arm extended sort of Nazi looking salute. It was your hand was in a different position, but very similar to the salute that the Roman Legion salute.
So what would the end game, the logical result be if, I guess logic's not the right word because government isn't very logical in how it works, but what if these three young men were to continue sitting for the pledge after they have been punished for not sitting? They've gone to in-school suspension. Presumably, they would be out of school suspended.
Right. Government doesn't take well to people not following orders.
Right.
Schools don't take well. I mean, authority figures do not take well to people saying no. I'm not going to obey. And I
that's what part of this is.
They would try to break them.
Right. Well, that's what part of the whole concept of forcing kids to stand up for the pledge is to inculcate them with an obedient mentality.
Sort of indoctrination.
Yes. So everyone else is doing it. Why aren't you? What's wrong with you anyway? So maybe they would suspend them for a longer period of time, actual suspension.
Yep.
Maybe they would be expelled or forced to go to, like, the bad kids school. But what if they went to the bad kids school and still didn't stand up for the pledge?
I ended up in the bad kids school and we didn't have the pledge.
Would they ever actually kick the kids out? Would they ever actually
Probably
expel
not.
Them?
I don't think so.
Well, looks like apparently another young man had gone ahead and, I guess later on, the family of 14-year-old Bishop Edens said that he was suspended from school the next day because he wouldn't stand for the pledge, but was quickly invited back after the official said a policy change might be needed. He said that on Thursday he would sit in support of the other three, so it's catching now. Apparently. I would love to hear how you feel about this. Let's go to your phone calls. Jim in West Virginia, listening on WVTS. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I guess I'm maybe too much of an idealist, but I'm thinking, I teach in an elementary school, okay, and I'm thinking that I see nothing wrong with protesting, okay? That's part of being American, all right?
Okay.
But I think the other part is pledging allegiance to the country and the ideals that allow you to protest.
Hmm.
Okay,
if the ideals, the ability to sit down during the pledge, then how does one pledge them? You know, like
I
what you're talking about sort of cancels itself out.
No, I didn't understand. Say again.
Well, if the ideal, one of the ideals of the country is to be able to protest the Pledge of Allegiance, that's one of the ideals of the country. It was, I mean, it's, to me, it's freedom of speech. How does that work?
It works this way in my mind, okay?
I'm listening.
Maybe a simple way to explain it is, I see no reason to burn the flag, okay? If you're going to protest, do it with, instead of making it symbolic, make it actually against something specific that you're protesting, okay?
I can absolutely understand where you're coming from on that, and it's okay to have a preference about what people do with the flag, but would you outlaw the burning of the flag?
Well, I don't think I'd outlaw it, but I'd make it illegal.
What's the difference there? I'm confused. What's the difference between outlawing and making something illegal?
All right. Maybe that's a poor choice of words, but what I'm trying to get at is, if we really want to maintain America and its freedoms, then you have to pledge allegiance to that ideal of everybody's free to do what they want to, and this freedom that they want to do whatever they want.
Well, they can. So they can do whatever they want.
It's represented by the flag. Okay?
So they can do whatever they want as long as it's not standing for the flag. But here's my question: if that's what's keeping America together is the Pledge of Allegiance and obedience to it, then how did America survive up to 1892? How did our freedom stay intact without the Pledge of Allegiance? Because it wasn't created until 1892.
That's fine. That's all well and good, but it came out of what transpired before.
What do you mean?
History. People dying for the right to be free, leaving England.
No, that's not why the pledge came
about, because a flag salesman wanted to sell more flags.
His name was Francis Bellamy, sir, and he was a socialist, a Nazi, and he said that the purpose of the pledge was to teach obedience to the state as a virtue, and that the United States supports the flag. So it sounds like his original intent for the pledge is a little different than how you view the pledge today.
I think it's become something entirely different. The pledge has become
different. He's irrelevant right now. He's irrelevant. Period.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, forcing people to stand up. I want to continue discussing this. We find out what your school's policy is, if you don't mind hanging on, because you did say you were an elementary school teacher. I want to see if you've got a similar policy there as these folks in Minnesota. 800-259-9231. I think the original intent of the pledge is completely relevant because it hasn't significantly changed since Bellamy wrote it in 1892. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're starting out in business for yourself or starting a website or anything like that, here's a word to the wise. You should incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, leases. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, FTL.
1-800-259-9231. We continue our discussion about the Pledge of Allegiance. We actually talked about it briefly last week, but it's back in the news now, where three small-town eighth graders in Minnesota have been suspended for not standing during the Pledge of Allegiance. Not only did they not say the pledge, they also did not stand during the pledge. And, of course, inevitably, when we talk about the pledge on this show, we've got to talk about the true history of the pledge that virtually no one knows, and that is that it was written by a socialist, a Nazi, Francis Bellamy. He said the purpose of the pledge was to teach obedience to the state as a virtue. And to me, obedience to the state has nothing to do with being a good American. Obedience to the state is anti-American, in my opinion. But let's go back to Jim in West Virginia listening on WVTS. Now, Jim, you said you're an elementary school teacher. Do you have similar policies at your school about the pledge?
Not that I'm aware of, simply because it's never come up.
And
the school that I work at is K to five.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I expect maybe after you get in seventh, eighth grade, ninth grade, you're starting to feel more independent, and maybe, you know, or you hear things at home or at other places, then you might think, well, gee, I don't think I like that anymore or whatever. So,
right.
I can understand, but like I said, I think if we want to keep America, to quote, who was that, Reagan, a shining city on a hill.
Okay. A beacon of liberty?
Well, yeah, so then there has to be something that represents that. That's above everything else. Okay? To me, it's a pledge that you want to be able to be free, to do all that stuff, to protest, etc. But you all should agree that this is the symbol that everybody says we're allowed to, that represents everybody's ability to protest.
Well, I don't know. I think that I feel like people should be able to protest in, you know, whatever they manner they wish. And if they feel like, for instance, America's a bad place because we're killing people in Iraq and they don't like that.
But see, that's one facet. You're right. But that's one facet of being an American, okay? And your feeling that somebody should be able to protest that is exactly what I mean.
Sure,
Should they be able to, if they stand up for the pledge and, you know, or even say the pledge, should they be able to say the pledge and then not pay their taxes? Do you think that that's a way to get away with, or a way to protest properly?
Well, sure.
You think that people should be able to not pay their taxes?
That's fantastic. I'm definitely with you on that one.
Me too.
I see no reason why anybody shouldn't be able to protest in any manner as long as what they hold as the most important thing is a symbol of their right to protest.
But you do understand that you will go to jail for not paying your taxes, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, there are a few people in America, I think, that have been doing that and haven't gotten to jail yet, but they're getting close. Okay?
Yeah.
I think you're right. But I just think that, you know, if you say I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, to the flag and the republic that it represents, and freedom and liberty and justice for all those are good things.
Well, no, I can't agree with you on that one. And I'm sorry, but I like liberty, and justice is a good idea, but the United States is a bankrupt, decrepit old organization of gangsters, as far as I'm concerned, because there's a difference between America and the United States. The United States is the government, and I have no allegiance whatsoever to the government, nor do I have an allegiance to the concept of a republic, because it's obviously been an absolute failure. We don't have freedom in this country anymore. It's more of like a fascist socialist state than anything else.
So I'm
not going to pledge allegiance to those things.
Check it. The fascists, the real original fascists, didn't they come around killing people for protesting? Drag you out in the middle of the night?
There have been different iterations of fascism, but the basic definition is it's a combination between the corporate state and the corporations in the state. So that's really the only real necessary definition of fascism. Jim, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate your comments. 800-259-9231. So I don't pledge allegiance to the flag, an inanimate object, nor do I pledge allegiance to the United States, a corrupt government, nor do I pledge allegiance to the concept of a republic. I just want to be a free man.
I think that Jim brought up a relevant point, which is that here in the United States, we have the freedom to complain about the government.
For now. Yeah.
Whereas there are many, you know, countries that came before that where you would get drug off, but you know, for doing such a thing. But I think that not saying the pledge is a manner of complaining about the government. And Jim was, it sounded like he was advocating dragging people off for that. He said illegal.
Yeah, but then he did say he wanted to go back on that, so we didn't really press him out.
I think putting somebody in school suspension is dragging them off.
We've got to go to the phone calls here. Scott is on the line in West Virginia, in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, Scott.
Hello. I just wanted to comment on it. I agree that everybody has the right to their own opinions, but I believe that these kids should actually be so far as to be expelled for not standing up and giving the Pledge of Allegiance. The biggest problems that I have with it is they're 8 and 9 years old.
No,
they don't have
graders.
The right yet as children. I believe that they're disrespecting every soldier and every war that we've had in this country that has fought to give us the freedoms that we have.
Just as a point of clarification, as a point of clarification, they're in 8th or 9th grade.
I mean, 8 or 9 years old in 3rd grade, you said, correct?
No, the eighth grade. We're talking about 13-year-olds here.
13-year-olds, okay. Still, that's a little bit early for them to be having those opinions. The things that we're discussing and the things that we're doing, and if you want to grow up and you want to be a conscientious objector, those are adult decisions. but they are disrespecting all of the soldiers that have gone before. They could be living in a country where, by not standing up and repeating the manifesto of the dictator, where their family will be killed, where they will be dragged off. They could be in a country where, you know, what we just had in that country where the teacher was there and the teddy bear was named Muhammad and this woman was almost executed. It could be that kind of a scenario. I think by definition, the biggest problem that I have is, by definition, that you have the option not to say the Pledge of Allegiance means that you should. Because if you were someplace where you didn't have the option to it, they would kill you.
So for you, Scott, the whole fact that the pledge was written by a Nazi, that doesn't bother you one iota?
You know, I didn't know that before I listened to your program.
Yeah.
And yes, that is troubling because, of course, that was, I can't say enough bad things about that whole episode, okay? But that's not what it means to us today. That's not what it means to me.
Hold on. Before you go on, that's what it means to you, but it means different things to different people. And the people, I assume, that are sitting down during it, and I wouldn't do that. The people that are sitting down during it, it means something to them that it doesn't mean to you. So you can't really mandate that somebody have the same meaning that you have. And my other question is, if a 13-year-old isn't able to make the decision, what about me? What if I decide I don't like, standing up for the pledge? I'm sure that I could go somewhere that they say the pledge and I didn't stand up for it. Why is it okay? I mean, at what age does one get to disrespect the soldiers with impunity?
Scott, we'll let you answer that here in moments if you hang on. 800-259-9231. Phones are loaded with people that want to talk about the pledge. We'll talk to all of you here in moments and take your calls about anything as well. If you want to talk about something different, that's up to you. 1-800-259-9231. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You've got to buy stuff to entertain yourself and to live. You might as well buy it at amazon.freetalklive.com because the prices are great. It's the brands you trust. And in many cases, you'll get it delivered for free with free Super Saver shipping. So go and get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue discussing the Pledge of Allegiance, three young, eighth graders were suspended for not standing for the pledge last week, and we're getting people to weigh in on this. I say they should not have to stand for the pledge. They should not have to say the pledge because, well, if this is a free country, you should be free to not participate in such things. I understand people are very, very upset. I understand that people hold the pledge very close to their heart. But just because you identify with something doesn't mean that everyone else should be forced to identify with that same thing. Let's continue, though. Mark, you had a question for our caller, and let's see if he's still there. Scott in South Carolina, are you still with us, sir?
I am still with you.
Mark, can you recap your question for Scott?
I guess my question was, what is the reason for, at what age does someone get to the point where they're able to, you know, make a protest and that protest should be heard?
That's a good question. I guess perhaps I would say off the top of my head, maybe 18, the age when you are able to serve in the military. You know, we have age limits for a lot of things. You know, and there's something I just want to throw out as far as school-aged children. Here in South Carolina, say, for instance, a kid wanted to quit school. He can't do that legally until he's 16. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Because he's a prisoner, right?
Say again?
Because he's a prisoner?
I don't agree with that, but
you don't agree that kids should be forced to go to school.
I agree that they need to go to school. How else are you going to have anything in this world without an education?
Well, I think that kids should go get an education too, wherever it comes from, whether it be from a school or from their parents or whatever. But I don't think that we should be threatening parents with jail time if they decide to not send their kids to school.
No, I absolutely do agree with that.
You agree that parents should not be threatened with jail time?
That they should be threatened with jail time. Yes.
You think they should?
I believe that they should, most definitely.
Now, how is that American? I mean, how is that respecting the choices of your neighbors?
Well, in that, that's what's natural. That's what's good for the children. They need to learn how to interact you know, even if you're homeschooled or even if you're going to get this education from another place, you're still going to have to go out into the workforce and interact with society and interact with other people. You're not going to just, you know, you're not going to just pop up and have your own successful company at 18 years old. You're going to have to learn how to live in the world.
A lot of states have a whole bunch of regulations on homeschooling and that kind of thing. And basically, it seems to me that what the reason for that is because the teachers' union is such a powerful lobby, and they managed to get all these rules shoved down homeschoolers' throats. And so, therefore, they're trying to protect their little public school, which everybody, including the homeschoolers, is forced to pay for. This forcing people to send their kids to school thing results in everybody's forced to pay to have a school so that people don't have to pay to send their kids to school. And you go down this line, this trail to tyranny a pretty long way. And then we're all run, you know, all of us are run by the teachers union, and they decide what your kid gets taught and what they don't get taught. You know, they're busy teaching kids socialism and sex ed and all kinds of other things in school, especially sit down, shut up, and don't speak unless your hand's raised. I don't know. I mean, I just hate the public school system entirely, and it puts us so far down the road to tyranny. It's one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Well, I don't agree with the public school system either. But, you know, what other way do we have? What other option do we have?
Let the market decide, sir. Freedom. Let your neighbors decide for themselves how to raise their children.
Nobody pays to feed my child. Why should they pay to send them to school?
I understand that. But let me jump on one thing that you said. You said telling them to sit down and shut up. You know, school also teaches them to learn how to live in society. It is, and I know you guys are going to, I know what you're going to say about this, but they need to learn how to respect authority figures. They need to learn
yeah,
how to...
I think that's the biggest problem
right.
with government schools,
because
sir.
There's just no...
Screw their authority.
Right.
They don't have authority. They're
Who's
just people.
Who's an authority figure, and how did they get there, and why do they have a legitimate hold over me?
Now you've done it, Scott. Now you've done it.
Well, they were authority figures when... I'm 37. They were authority figures when I went to school.
Same here. I went to a Christian school where they had a stick that they would beat you with. I know why they were an authority figure. They were bigger than me, and they were armed. Now, tell me who an authority figure is and why they have a legitimate hold over me.
Because it is your job as a child to go to school. That is what I tell my children. That is your job. It is your job to go to school.
I concur.
Get an education.
I guess I didn't make my question clear. You said that the school was meant to teach people about authority figures and how they, when they get out in the world, to deal with authority figures. And my question to you is, who's an authority figure, a legitimate authority figure, and how do they get to be a legitimate authority figure over me?
By the fact that when you are in school, you are a child, they are an adult, and in an
you're talking about a 37-year-old, Mark.
A 37-year-old today, me. Who is my authority figure that I am supposed to respect?
Oh, okay.
And how did they get to be my authority figure?
Well, one of our authority figures would be the police.
Okay.
That's why we have laws for people that are not.
How did the police legitimately get to be an authority figure over me?
The government.
What, that's not a responsive answer. How did that happen?
How did it happen?
Yeah.
I guess either I don't understand your question or I don't have a good
It's okay
answer.
To not
let me fill in.
It's,
let me fill in some blanks.
It's a pretty tough question.
The police are instituted by the government. The government is, quote-unquote, democratically elected. We'll take that as a given. The democratically elected means that 51% of the voters in a given area have decided that this is how things are, elected somebody that's decided that this is how things are going to be. My question to you is, let's say that I live in your town, and let's say your town's 1,000 people, and let's say that had a really good turnout for a local election of 20%, so that's 200 people. Let's say I brought 101 people to your house. Would I legitimately be able to demand that you turn over the deed to your house?
No.
Okay. Now, how does 101 people get the legitimate authority to elect somebody who can demand that you pay $5,000 in property taxes every year because of the value of your house?
How do they get that authority?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess because we as the people give them that authority.
But I didn't.
I didn't. You didn't give it to them. You just told me that 101 people could not come to your house and take your house away. Not legitimately.
The answer, Scott, I mean, it's a trick question.
The answer is
they have guns.
It's a bunch of armed, violent thugs.
Yep, they're a gang.
And
I mean, that's all they are.
Just because you can get together 101 people or 51% of the voting population or 51% of the people or 99% of the people, that doesn't mean that they have the right to tell you what to do.
It doesn't legitimize
theft. It just means that they're the big guy with the stick, like school.
Yeah, numbers, a certain amount of number of people does not legitimize theft. It does not legitimize violence. And it was a trick question, Scott. It's been a great call. Thank you for making it tonight. Let's continue and talk to Chris, listening in West Virginia on WVTS. Hello, Chris.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I would tend to agree with you about these three kids in Minnesota. Now you're interrupting the education process of three eighth graders by suspending them and ruining their educational chances.
Well, I mean, it is a government school, so odds are there's probably not
Here's the thing. Kids in school these days are not given the rights that Americans across the board are given.
They sure
aren't.
They
don't have the right to free speech.
They can't
be. Here in West Virginia, we had a girl that made an anarchy club for her daytime school activity.
Yeah.
She had to go to court about this matter. It's ridiculous. Now, granted, I don't think she understood much of what anarchy meant, because I doubt too many anarchists would have a club, but... The thing of it is, we don't allow these children to express themselves in school because we don't want them expressing themselves when they get out of school.
We really don't.
We don't really have freedom in
the
country.
I don't know who we is, but I want people to be able to express themselves, which is why I would never send my kid to a government school, because they will be inculcated with exactly what you're talking about, a very obedient, sheep-like mentality. That's what those government schools were designed for, and it is.
Exactly.
They're not very good at educating people, but they are good at dumbing them down.
It's a failing system. And what's really interesting is your buddy Jim, who called in a minute ago from West Virginia, he's one of these teachers. Let me tell you, in Kanawha County alone, we had three teachers last year that either went to jail or got fired for looking at kiddie porn on the internet on their school computer.
Oh, boy.
And then they wanted a 3.5%, the governor gave them a 3.5% raise. That's a point per felon and an extra half a point just because we liked it. So they went on strike because it wasn't enough.
See how the government turns us against each other?
Yep, Chris, thank you for the call. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The elect